This is a special edition of Perfecting Your Practice, Optimize Your Business Finances and Outreach on ReachMD. The following episode is provided in partnership with Bankers Healthcare Group. Here is your host, Keith Grubel.
Hey everyone, this is Keith Grubel, and welcome to episode number 2, How Much Is My Medical Practice Worth? If you're the owner, then managing a healthcare business is just as important as practicing medicine. And if selling your practices means retirement for you, then wouldn't you want to be managing that asset as best as possible? Wouldn't you want to know that you're setting yourself up for the success you deserve after all the years you've put in? Over the next couple of minutes, we're going to go over a session that's going to speak to you about how to work through a couple of different things. The first thing that we want to talk about is understanding why you should know the value of your practice. What's so important about understanding that valuation, not just at retirement time, but throughout your entire career? Secondly, we want to touch on how to evaluate the value of that practice. How do you know the worth? How do we look at it? The third part that we're going to talk about is what you can do to increase the value of your practice. So let's dive right in with our first session and start understanding what you need to know about the value of your practice. I want you to stop for a second and think. What is the most valuable asset in your life? I'm going to bet to say that your practice is the largest asset that you will ever have or own. I mean, let's face it. You purchased this asset. You've invested years of time, energy, effort. You've sacrificed for it to see it grow so that it would feed you, give you the opportunity that you and your families would hope for. And you've also worked towards eventually looking to sell this practice and move forward, leveraging that to go ahead and finance your retirement. Make sure that you're able to have the quality of life and live the quality of life that you want throughout your longer years. So don't you think we should take some time to really understand how we can maximize that investment, how to maximize that return? I mean, realistically, you look at these numbers all day long, but you look at them in different aspects. You start wondering about what percentage you're getting on a CD or a savings account. You manage your stock accounts. You measure them almost daily, looking into what kind of a return on the investment you're getting. You track the value of your home constantly, but when was the last time you stopped and understood the value of your practice? See, the reality is, as I mentioned earlier, for most people in the healthcare industry, selling your practice is the key to your retirement. It's going to be what finances you throughout the rest of your life. As a matter of fact, some statistics say that approximately 73% of healthcare people say that their practice sale is going to be the tool that's going to fund that retirement. As you see the industry is consolidating, as you start planning for an exit strategy, it's important that you get ahead of that curve and not wait to the last couple of years to understand that value and maximize the opportunity that you have there. It's really important that you start preparing for that exit strategy much earlier on in your career. Doctors today are practicing for a lot longer than what they did in past lives. The reason for that is financially they weren't prepared to exit when they had to. So let's talk a little bit about understanding the value of that practice, what we need to do to valueize it, and how we can go ahead and maximize that value, increasing your worth, and again, funding that retirement and planning an exit strategy that works for you. So when it comes to understanding the value of your practice, you've got to evaluate the worth. This has been a question that I think has been answered multiple times and continually evolves as you look at finance. The way that we measure the value of things changes. That's in everything from the way you measure the stock market or gold, but it also relates directly to the healthcare industry and how we evaluate the practices. There are 4 main ways that people would evaluate and practice and understand its worth. The first is the percentage of prior year sales. It's a really simplistic way to look at the value of a practice by understanding in prior years, how much did this practice originate? Again, what is the asset giving essentially? You're looking at return on investment in a model like this. And this is really simplistic and very easy and applies mostly to solo practitioners. You'd want to be able to very easily identify one way to know the value of the practice and something that people can relate to. Again, to minimize any confusion, this is one way to go about it. Simply looking at the prior year sales or the prior 12-month sales and negotiating a percentage thereof. The other second, is looking at the net income. And the net income really we're talking about is the take-home dollars at the end of everything. It counts in all your expenses. And again, this is more for small group practices or for solo practitioners that are being able to go ahead and say, this is the income that I'm able to draw off of this practice. This is what I'm able to earn at the end of the day. Again, very simple approach to looking at it. not necessarily one of the more popular approaches, but definitely one that tells you at least how much this asset that somebody is going to be purchasing or that you'll be selling will be able to give off as far as income is concerned. The third and what seems to be the most popular today is the EBITDA method. And EBITDA, as many of you know, stands for earnings before interest, taxes, depreciation, and amortization. This has really become an industry standard across all of healthcare. It really offers a standardized method of understanding all of the earnings of the healthcare practice, and it doesn't allow for variance depending on what the write-offs are that that particular healthcare professional has. What do I mean by that? Well, different people write different expenses off through their business. Some may have a car allowance. Others may have cell phone expenses. Some may spend more time traveling for the continuing education credits. When you're looking at all those expenses, it comes off of the net income. So looking at EBITDA, where you're just taking your earnings before the interest, taxes, depreciation, or amortization, helps give you one standardized scale of measurement that you can apply across all markets. The fourth is the market rate multiples. This tends to be for much larger practices that are generating multi-million dollar revenue annually. These offers are often looked at by larger equity groups that are trying to purchase in. Those four methods are the primary ways to evaluate practices. Again, today, EBITDA is becoming the most standard method, and multiples of EBITDA are very common depending on what area of healthcare you specialize in. I'd highly recommend taking a couple of hours, maybe on a Saturday or a Sunday, to sit down and sharpen your pencil and understand the value of your practice. There's multiple formulas that you can find online very easily, or by consulting with a practice consultant or a practice transition specialist, they can give you some ideas on how to manage those numbers and what each of those different methods would calculate out to for the value of your practice. The last section that we want to talk about real quickly here in this podcast, number two, is what you can do to increase the value. People often get frustrated with understanding what the value is after it's too late. What do I mean by that? Well, in order to look at any of the valuation methods that we just discussed, you need to be able to consistently produce income results. Well, if they're going off of income, then it's important that we get ahead of that curve before it's time to sell, not afterwards. So I tell people, again, spending some time to go over what the income looks like in your practice and understand it so that you can realize a value is incredibly important as you start planning for your retirement or exit strategy. How can we go ahead and increase the value of your practice? There are multiple methods, but the first and foremost that I always look at is the investments that you're making into the practice. If you're going to exit, you're looking to sell, well, it's a great time to start growing that practice and making sure that you get ahead of whatever changes in technology might be out there that can help you realize a greater return or a greater income, a greater revenue stream for that practice. Another way that you could start doing that is working on your training methods, and I highly recommend training your front office staff to maximize the efficiencies in the process and to be able to maximize revenue potential from each of your patients. I know. It sounds like we're getting a little bit out of the human element of practicing medicine, but remember, you're the CEO of your business and you're the CEO of your life. We have to look at this as a business as well as a healthcare industry to make sure that you're maximizing the returns on it. Training your staff to be able to maximize revenue per patient and create efficiencies in your processes are one of the great ways that you can increase the value of your practice and increase the revenue that's coming in. Marketing is another one that often gets overlooked. Most people take for granted that you generally receive traffic by word of mouth or foot traffic coming by, but marketing plays a huge role in the industry. Keep in mind that right now it's some of the most competitive landscapes that healthcare has seen. You have more healthcare practitioners diving into the market. As we mentioned earlier, you have healthcare practitioners retiring later on in life, leaving a large population of people out there that, believe it or not, you are now competing with every day. We've got to continue to find ways to innovate and bring new patients to the door every single day. Again, I always like to say, if you're not evolving, unfortunately, you're going to become extinct. So we need to constantly look at evolution in every area of our practice. Marketing is one that unfortunately gets overlooked way too often and can definitely help you grow. Another area I like to talk about is hiring. Finding the right staff or building the right team, if you will. We obviously want to make sure that our patients get the best experience. And in finding that best experience, often it's a great idea to find someone who specializes in a certain area. So not just from an inside perspective of collections, but maybe someone who specializes in a different area of practice or a different or complementary area of practice that you can add on staff and bring in to go ahead and expand your offerings. Therefore, you're opening yourself up to more opportunities, a larger patient base, and increasing the revenue overall. Another area we should talk about is office improvements. Let's face it, people for the most part are vain. They want to see a nice place to come in when they're going to meet with their doctor. So improving your office, not just from a technological perspective, not just by investing in newer technologies, more efficient technologies, but also in increasing the quality of the appearance of your office is a huge way for you to be able to grow value. That helps drive in more patients. And again, the more patients you have, the more revenue that you're creating. Aesthetically, it becomes a much more pleasing place to be, and it continues to grow and attracts more buyers just by the visualization aspect of it. So again, let's recap real quickly. Number one, we want to make sure that as we're planning for exit strategies and we're looking for how we will go ahead and retire in the latter years of our career, that we start planning early on. So we need to understand the value of our practice today. Secondly, you want to make sure that you're looking over the different methods of creating valuation for your practice and understanding which one applies more commonly to you and which one is being used in your marketplace. An easy way to do this, again, is to work with a professional in your area who lists practices regularly, who's transitioning healthcare professionals in or out of practices, and with some consultants that can help you understand how to increase the value. Thirdly, you want to make sure that you're investing in your practice. Remember, if you're not investing in the practice and you're not growing it, if you're not evolving it, unfortunately, it will become extinct. You will lose value, and you won't realize everything that you've worked so hard for over the last couple of years. I'll remind you that right now, healthcare is in a tremendously competitive environment. It's growing and changing by the moment. Regulations are changing. Insurance is changing. The economy is changing. The services that are out there, the new and evolving medical technology is making it more and more competitive every single day. It's critical that you understand that if you don't get ahead of the curve and start understanding the value of your practice and working hard to improve it, you will go ahead and lose out on the opportunity to realize everything that you've put into it. Well, that's all I've got for episode number two. I hope you enjoyed this session, and I look forward to speaking with you again in a future podcast, How We Can Perfect Your Practice.
The preceding program was provided in partnership with Bankers Healthcare Group. To find other episodes in this series, visit reachmd.com/perfectingyourpractice. For more information on Bankers Healthcare Group, go to www.perfectingyourpracticetoday.com. ReachMD. Be part of the knowledge.